United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has withdrawn a team of investigators that had been examining alleged human rights abuses in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The investigation was suspended last week after one member was detained by Congolese officials. But today, Annan said the investigation would continue from outside the Congo. The UN team is examining allegations that tens of thousands of Rwandan Hutu refugees were massacred during the rebellion that brought Laurent Kabila to power last May. Jennifer Glass reports from Kinshasa.
Since the investigators arrived in Kinshasa last August, they say Kabila's government has systematically hampered their work. It took 4 months of bureaucratic wrangling before the team got into the field. It finally deployed to the northwestern town of Bandaka in December, the same week that Secretary of State Madeleine Albright arrived in Kinshasa to meet with Kabila. The investigators left Bandaka a few days later when they were prevented from excavating a mass gravesite. UN team members, diplomats, and human rights officials say there has been a recurring pattern of obstruction by the government. The most glaring example came just over a week ago when an investigator was expelled from the eastern town of Goma and flown back to the capital. Here he was detained at the airport for more than 15 hours. At one point, government officials locked him in a small room, separating him from his luggage and sensitive documents it contained. Daniel O'Donnell is the deputy chief of the UN mission.
It was made quite clear during the prolonged negotiations in the airport that those documents were United Nations property and that they were confidential, that they were protected by the Convention on Privileges and Immunities. But nevertheless, as I said, he was separated from those documents for several hours, and we have reason to believe that the documents were photocopied while they were in the possession of government agents.
The documents are believed to contain the identities of a number of witnesses who spoke to investigators, and O'Donnell says UN officials fear their exposure might put the witnesses in jeopardy.
We can't be sure what the government will do with the information that's in the documents, but we are concerned that there may be a risk to some individuals, to their liberty or even their life and physical well-being as a result of information that they may have obtained when they took the confidential documents.
The government has repeatedly said it is cooperating with the investigation despite the UN's claim. While the investigation might continue outside Congo, the withdrawal of the team has serious ramifications for Laurent Kabila's fledgling government. Many potential donor countries saw the treatment of the investigation team as a measure of the government's commitment to human rights. A number of countries, including the United States, have said that assistance to Congo will be dependent on Kabila's record in human rights and democracy. Much-needed aid to prop up the country's tottering infrastructure has already been long delayed because of the complications with the team. Its withdrawal could mean the aid will not be forthcoming at all. The investigators' mandate was to look into atrocities in the former Zaire dating back to 1993, when dictator Mobutu Sese Seko controlled Africa's third-largest country. Kabila renamed the country when his troops captured the capital, Kinshasa, last May. That followed an 8-month rebellion fought mainly in the country's interior. Few aid workers, diplomats, or journalists were allowed access to the front lines. But as Kabila's rebellion moved across the vast country, there were consistent reports that troops loyal to him hunted down and killed mainly Hutu Rwandan refugees, sometimes flushing them out of the jungle with promises of rides home in UN vehicles. The government has maintained that any refugees killed were armed combatants themselves or killed in the crossfire. The State Department says it is disappointed with the government's failure to aid the inquiry, as Kabila repeatedly promised his ministers would do. A number of Western diplomats here say it is clear the government is not neutral on the issue. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Glass in Kinshasa.